Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm the Jen, Jennifer Horn. Victoria's out today. Doug Steffen also out. But I'm having some fun. Joining me today is our friend of the program, but we haven't actually gotten to do too much together here today because usually you're so nice to come in like when I have, you know, COVID or something. Laura will come in and hang out in my place, yeah. Which I appreciate. Laura Banks is here. She is you want to talk about a Renaissance woman. She is a businesswoman. She's an activist. She's an astrologer extraordinaire, and she's fantastic. And I'm so glad that you're here with me today, Laura. So thank you, Jen. So great to be here.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk a little bit about coronavirus. Obviously, the big story of, the year, maybe all of our lives having to live through a pandemic. And there are a bunch of coronavirus-related stories out there today. The first is they're finding, and again, these numbers kind of filter in, and as we can expect, the science kind of disproves itself. Things change because everybody's trying to wrap their hands around what this really is all about, how the disease is mutating, and how people are transferring it. So according to a new survey, the risk of dying from coronavirus has been linked to obesity in men and younger adults, according to a recent study. This isn't the first time we've heard about what they call comorbidities. We've heard people say that obesity has been tough on people in the past. Certainly diabetes and heart problems, I think, have been mentioned a lot when talking about what pre-existing conditions people have that make it more difficult for them to beat COVID. And according to this new survey, in the Annals of Internal Medicine, obesity plays a profound role in risk of death from COVID in male patients particularly and in younger populations. The study suggests that a high body mass index was more strongly associated with coronavirus deaths in men and in younger adults compared to women and older adult patients. So kind of interesting. The correlation was independent of other comorbidities related to obesity such as hypertension, diabetes, chronic lung or renal disease, heart failure, and myocardial infarction, which are risk factors, of course, for poor outcomes in coronavirus cases.
This is just a real nerve for me. I worked for a nutritionist, Dr. Pressman, before he passed away in 17 for about 35 years. And the real story here is that we're sick as a country. We're not eating the right foods. We're taking pills for everything. Our blood pressure, we're overweight. And no one's talking about this. I mean, Bill Maher, he's on a real, soapbox about this. But we have had all this news opportunity, all the time in the world to be sitting around and fixing, maybe going for a little salad instead of like what I go for crackers. I got to have my salt fix. But if we could just lose 5 pounds, if we could just drink more water, there's just some basic stuff no one's talking about, and it could change your life.
One of the things that I think actually helped me out was also the fact that I have a regime of vitamins and supplements that I already take. And I really feel like that puts you in a good position if you do get this disease. Because I believe, and we talked a little bit about this off the air, I've been pretty open about my story. I tested negative, but I had all the symptoms, and everybody around me tested positive. And so I believe I got a false negative, which is a whole other discussion about testing.
Yeah.
But
wow.
One of the things that I think was helpful is that I didn't have to run out and look for supplements like a lot of people do. I'm surprised. And actually in my own circle, seeing this kind of sweep through, that people are like, oh, God, I got to go out and get vitamin D. Where do I get vitamin C? These are things, and maybe it's, spending too much time with Doug Steffen, I don't know, but putting together, having this regime of probiotics, of vitamin D, of vitamin C. The only thing I had to go out and actively find, and boy, it's tough right now, is zinc. Because I was getting my zinc from a multivitamin, and it's really difficult right now to find a zinc supplement. So if you can get yourself on a routine of 5,000 milligrams a day of vitamin D, 3,000 of C, and 50 milligrams of zinc, you're going to be ahead of the game already if, God forbid, you get this virus, which I really, like I said, I believe is sweeping through our population. At some point, we will probably all have to deal with this, and that's why I think it's so important to set up your immune system, number one, for success. Do those things. Take a walk. Drink that water. If you can, try to lose a little bit of weight. Those are all really important in addition to looking for that nutrition, because you want to prepare yourself for the best possible outcome. And I was doing all the stuff. I wasn't one of those cavalier people licking doorknobs, and I still ended up getting it.
And find an alternative physician in your community. You know, that is key. You know, everyone needs to be tested for exactly what supplements they need to be on. I mean, this is my bandwidth. This is what I did with Alan. Learn what your needs are at Designs for Health, a great company to get supplements from. Metagenics, a great company. You want to get the what would be considered a luxury brand or cost more. Don't get Kirkland from Sam's, unfortunately. You want to get a board certified nutritionist, okay, or a naturopath. So you Google search it, you find these people, you say, I want to get tested. And they're going to go, all right, we've discovered you need this, this, and that. Because if you're just hitting your body with a bunch of supplements, you're probably also
just
going
to get rid of them. Right. But you know what's really interesting in taking this? Because I did up my dose of vitamin D a lot. And I have to say, even with COVID, I feel a lot better. And I think, as much as, you know, I always go, oh, there's no way, the vitamin D, am I really? And I had just had some blood work done, and it showed that I was a little deficient in vitamin D, a little deficient in iron. When you start to pump up those supplements, it is it's amazing.
And there are some basics, like a good omega-3. Depression has been linked to getting tremendous support and relief with an omega. Like, give your child.
I actually have an omega lick in my house. I just go up to it, lick across the table. That's not the way you get your vitamins.
I met with a psychologist in Connecticut once, and she said, she says, when I get a kid who's depressed in here, she says, first thing I tell their parents is to get them on an omega. And they see a profound shift in depression for adults and children with a nice omega-3 support system.
Think about how many prescription drugs you could knock out by just trying to explore exactly what your body needs. And certainly when it comes to coronavirus, that's absolutely a good idea. And get ahead of it. You don't want to have to be playing catch-up when you get that diagnosis, because it's a scary time. You want to be able to know that you've at least positioned your body to put it in a good place to deal with this. Now, speaking of coronavirus, this one, I can't say unexpected. Certainly, there are some college campuses who went back in session. I have my twin cousins who run track for Notre Dame. They're back in school.
Wow.
But this coronavirus surge has forced UNC Chapel Hill to switch to remote learning 1 week into the new semester. The university said it recorded a more than 10% jump in coronavirus cases among 954 students tested. They shut down their campus. This has been kind of the great debate for parents about what to do, whether to send our kids back to school or not. Certainly there are pros and cons to both. And we'll talk about a lawsuit that's going on in my home state of California against our governor, who broadly shut down schools, as we continue. It is 15 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's a DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug and Victoria out today. Jennifer Horn, that's me. I'm here. Laura Banks is here. And we've been talking about some of these shutdowns. The University of North Carolina, beautiful campus, had a bit of an outbreak. They've been in school a week and closed down. There are still some college campuses that are open and on kind of a modified schedule, trying to get kids out by Thanksgiving so they don't have to go home and switch the virus between their family and then come back to campus. In California, which is my home state, there's a group of parents that are suing Gavin Newsom to reopen schools. Gavin Newsom is the governor of California. A couple of parents are in front of this effort, saying that they're worried about the lifelong negative effects on their kids. Two California parents particularly are saying that the governor should allow in-person learning this fall, and they're concerned about the ramifications that extended school closures would have on their children. One of the parents is Christine Ruiz. She said both of her sons have been diagnosed with autism, and they have been regressing profoundly and dangerously since schools have been closed. She said they're not getting any type of education, and she said, we are actually suffering here. She said, we're seeing behaviors we never saw while they were in school, and we need to get children back into the classroom. Jesse Petrilla is another person on this lawsuit. He said that both parents and children are being damaged by this, and it's a really honest argument. I get it. I'm empathetic to teachers who are afraid to come back to the classroom, but I'm also really worried about what this does, Laura, to kids who rely on school for so much, a social outlet, nutrition, you know, sometimes an escape from maybe a household that isn't so good. And, of course, learning. I mean, some parents just can't sit with their children and teach them. And while it may be more structured this time around rather than the first shutdown in the spring, I think there is still something missing here.
Oh, not to be Pollyanna, but what if this is all for something good? What if it's going to support people coming together? Another maybe they're getting bullied at school and they don't have to go into school. My main concern of all of this is domestic violence and how that is increasing in homes now and all kinds of ill behavior. And I just want to give out the domestic violence phone number for anyone who might need it. Please,
sure.
Everyone, it's 800-799-7233. Are you experiencing abuse at home? Are you a child? If you're hearing this number, try and memorize it. 800-799-7233. There's a huge debate if abuse is gone down or gone up, but I've seen reports that it's gone up, and that concerns me. And as far as the childhood thing with going to school and not having the food, you're right. I mean, this is about nutrition and eating.
Well, and I think it hits, I mean, if we're really focusing on lower-income families right now, this is hitting them the hardest, making some really tough decisions. It's the DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Minutes past the hour, DJ V Show, Doug and Victoria out this hour, Jennifer Horn, that's me, I'm here, Laura Banks is here, time for music news, and you know, Laura, I'm just a little, I think it's a little overdone, this whole Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani thing, like, what are they trying to prove?
Oh, I know, I'm over it too, it's like my friend
they
I broke up with on
love
Facebook.
Each other.
Yeah, yeah, just get over it in private a little bit, could you please?
I mean, come on, Blake, you know I'm your real wife, give me a break.
Yeah, no. No, no, sorry, Jen, he's mine.
Oh, come on. Oh. I think he's Gwen. Blake Shelton.
I love that she's
up.
So much older than him, and he's okay with it.
I do, too. And, yeah, you know what? I really believe he's one of the good ones. I hope he is. He seems like one of the good ones. And he has a friendly feud with Luke Bryan, who is also, I mean, how to be the cream in that sandwich cookie? I don't know, but it's not Blake Shelton started up a friendly feud with Luke Bryan on Twitter. Now, it's hard to say who's going to win this round. On Monday, Shelton tweeted a fake news story about drivers falling asleep at the wheel when listening to Luke Bryan's music. He said, wow, just catching up on the news, shocking. I've noticed some fatigue when Luke Bryan comes on. The American Idol judge retaliated by referencing Shelton's newest songs, Happy Anywhere, Nobody But You, with girlfriend Gwen Stefani. He said, your girlfriend is the only reason people are listening to your last two singles. Shelton replied, hey, don't hate just because I know how to work the system. Now, this wouldn't be the first time these two kind of mix it up. They have a lot of fun at each other's expense. Back in 2018, Bryan quipped to Entertainment Tonight that he didn't even give Shelton his new number when he switched phones. He said, I don't want to talk about him anymore. I don't feel like I need to boost Blake's career with my time on TV. So they have this very friendly feud, which I think is very, very funny to watch.
It's like Jimmy Kimmel, Matt Damon feud from years ago.
Totally. Yeah. All right, this is Nobody But You, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani. The song you heard before, Happy Anywhere, that's their brand new release. They actually did the song pre-quarantine, but decided that this was the perfect time to release it to give people some new music, maybe where they were missing it because of the current COVID circumstances.
Yeah.
All right, as we continue in music news on the DJ V Show, Nora Jones in the focus. Nora Jones has a beautiful voice and is the latest artist to perform for NPR's At Home Tiny Desk series. In lieu of playing at the titular desk in the NPR offices, Jones actually broadcasted herself from her home. She was seated in front of a piano in her living room where her collection of guitars could be seen in the background. She performed four different songs from her latest album, Pick Me Up Off the Floor. She opened with the introspective How I Weep before playing Heartbroken, Day After, and I'm Alive, and To Live, which coincidentally speaks to our current moment in the COVID-19 quarantine. Jones has released several videos to accompany the album, most recently Flame Twin in July. She said of her latest album, if there's a darkness to this album, it's not meant to be an impending sense of doom. It feels more like human longing for connection. Some of the songs that are personal also apply to larger issues we're all facing, and some of the songs that are about very specific larger things also feel quite personal. Nora Jones has this beautiful sound, Laura, that I think, especially in this raw form, I think it really is kind of it's kind of a neat thing to hear, and this is maybe one of those positive things from the COVID shutdown, is to get this kind of thing out of a performer.
Yeah, the whole MTV unplugged sound. Her birth name was Geethali Nora Jones Shankar, and she's 41 years old, and she's an Aries like me. She was born March 30th, 1979 in Manhattan, New York. Interesting background. I didn't know she was, I guess that's Indian.
Interesting.
I did not.
Nora Jones. I didn't either. In the focus with this new series of albums. And check her out on NPR's At Home Tiny Desk. It is the DJ V Show at 20 minutes past the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said he's suspending some of the changes he's made to the Postal Service since he took office. DeJoy promised the USPS would be able to handle the expected increase of mail volume in the coming months as Americans receive and return mail-in ballots for the November election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We're just going to make no changes at all until the election's over. Just to reassure everybody, the post office is going to be fine. Your mail-in ballots are going to be fine.
It's unclear whether DeJoy's announcement means that collection boxes and mail sorting machines that are already removed will be returned to their original locations. DeJoy's statement came 2 days after he agreed to testify next week about changes made to the post office before the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Researchers have developed a new, faster test to find out if you have the coronavirus. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A new saliva test for COVID-19 can be completed in just a few hours and has been authorized for use by the Food and Drug Administration. Regarding the details of the test, Admiral Brett Gerard tells ABC's Good Morning America,
it's basically spit in a tube. It does not need a swab. It does not need the special transport media. It does not need some of these chemical reagents called extraction reagents. So it skips many steps up front. So it makes it much more amenable to be using as a surveillance tool, like in schools or universities.
The body of the last New Orleans worker killed in October 2019 when a hotel construction site partially collapsed was finally recovered. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The last body trapped underneath debris from the Hard Rock Hotel collapse in New Orleans finally recovered. Yesterday, a spokesperson for the city confirmed that the body of Jose Ponceriola was removed from the site after 10 months. In a statement, the 1031 Canal Development Company expressed its deepest sympathies to the families. They say they will now shift to demolition of the upper floors and then the lower level, and then they'll remove all of the debris from that site.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie, Victoria out today. Me, Jen, Jennifer Horn, I'm here. Laura Banks joins me today. So happy to have you here. We're doing a little bit of girl power on the DJV show. And I want to ask you this question, Laura Banks, because you, like I just, when I introduced you, I said you're a Renaissance woman because you really are. Not only have you really kind of, well, I know you'll probably be humble when I say you perfected your craft of looking into astrology, the broader implications for the planet, in which ways mm-hmm. we're moving, all of that. But you're also a businesswoman. You mm-hmm. just told me you're a stand-up comic. You have done, you've done radio, you've done television, you've done a lot of different things.
I'm an author. I hosted sci-fi channels Inside Space. I interviewed Carl Sagan.
Wow. See what I mean? I'm finding out more and more. You are truly like the
And I dated woman. William Shatner. I dated Captain Kirk.
Wow. Now that is mm-hmm. a feather in the hat. William Shatner. I love it. Bill's the best. I love him. All right. So here's the question that I have for you. We're all under different circumstances with COVID-19 lockdowns. Whether you support mm-hmm. these lockdowns or not, I tend to be on the not side because I think it's just gonna happen. But obviously we're in this situation. But there's a story out today that says Home Depot sales Now, we've heard all the stories about how the retail's really hurting because no one could go to the stores. Home Depot sales spike because of the coronavirus causing people to do home improvement projects. Their sales have rose 23%. Over the last year. So this is pretty good news. There are still, I like to highlight the good stuff, right? Because we're hearing almost every day about a new store or chain that's closing down. Home Depot sales up 23% in the 3 months through June as customers worked on their homes because they were sheltering at home during the pandemic. And I think that this is true. You saw some shortages of things. People were buying all kinds of stuff for their deck or to get ready for summer. So I thought it would be interesting to ask you, Laura, where your money has gone, your discretionary income. What have you done during COVID that maybe is something you wouldn't have done under normal circumstances?
Therapy, drugs, and alcohol, Jen, in that order.
In that order? Well, at least you have your priorities straight.
I'm kidding. But I'm not. Nobody kidding. Okay, great. So all these men are rushing to Home Depot, and they got the 23% up on orders. So they should be going to a marriage counselor. I mean, it's great. People are buying hammers and tools, but these guys are probably looking for any excuse to get out of the house and go get a hammer. And meanwhile, I think there's like a high rate now of divorces going on.
Maybe their wives are saying, hey, go build something. Get out of the house.
Here.
Go build a deck.
I personally have been working on my garden. I got a trellis put up. I couldn't find one I wanted at Home Depot and Lowe's, so I got a trellis on Amazon, and I have roses, and I kind of ensconced them into the thing, and I built a little rock path, and I'm just, you know, it's insane. Last night it's pouring rain. I'm picking up leaves off my. I don't know what to do with myself. So, like I said, drugs, alcohol, and therapy. I do have a therapist now. I do use medical marijuana, but I do have a. Mm-hmm. I'm a carrying card member.
Card member of the club.
Yes, and I do believe in talk therapy. Thank God. And I have set appointments with a lot of girlfriends, and we just talk everything out. So that, or I would take a butter knife to the throat of my boyfriend, which I don't want to do.
No, butter knife's pretty gentle, but when you start feeling the need to hit the steak knife, that's the real problem.
You got to call 911 or your dealer.
I'm bummed because I feel like I haven't been able to play this game. My schedule has not changed at all during
COVID. Oh, yeah. What about you?
I was still doing the same thing. You know, I'm getting up early to do the DJV show, and then I go and do my morning show in Los Angeles, and then I do my show for the Inland Empire, and then I go and work at my dad's business at CRN. And we were, because it's all media, we were deemed essential. So my schedule was not altered at all until I actually got the virus. And then I was feeling kind of crummy. I was like, okay, you know, I can handle this. Mild symptoms, I can actually get, maybe I can do a couple of closets like I'm seeing people do online, or I can, my office needs a great purge, basically, in my office. I still have Christmas cards
that
need to be put away. You know,
everything.
Yeah.
Start working.
And so I was like, I can do that. Well, I was feeling just crummy enough not to want to do it. So now here I am thinking, gosh, I just had basically 3 weeks at home, and I didn't get one of my projects. So,
yeah, but you can't beat yourself up about that. I think people do that, and then you get into, like, I'm not liking yourself. But I just have to take a moment here and say, you're an amazing woman. You're an example to other women out there listening right now who have a desire to have a career and to go for their dreams. You have been an inspiration to me for a long time. There are not enough women in broadcasting. Keep up your work. Keep talking. Get your TED Talk together, Jen, because you're a woman that needs to speak to other women about how you're doing what you're doing.
Oh, you're so sweet. I really do like, I actually do a lot of local speaking events, not only politically for women, but just for women's groups in general, because I think it's really important to empower people. And I'm all about the hustle.
Yeah.
Believe me, there, as much as I have been blessed with so many great opportunities, and I always say yes to those opportunities, maybe to my own detriment, but I'm a yes person because I think that those opportunities are brought to you for a reason.
Are you a Gemini?
No, I'm an Aquarius.
Okay, that's an air sign. See, me, I'm a little bit older than you, and I play water volleyball, okay?
Oh, that's
I play
fun.
Intermediate, tournament-level water volleyball down here in Florida. I cannot live without it. I mean, it's so great to have found a sport. I didn't even know I resonated with ball sports. As a kid, I was a tomboy. But, gosh, I love water volleyball.
How the, and you found that, and now you do it. Yeah, that's
I can't get enough of it.
You have to keep finding the things that interest you and that make you passionate. And it's all about that exploration. You can't give that up. That's for sure, no matter what age you are. And you might think you have it all figured out, but you got to keep looking, keep searching. Forward movement is such a key. So I think, thank you.
And you're engaged, and I'm looking for a new relationship. I'm coming out of one, so. And,
you had a butter knife, the other guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, he just moved out. He wants to stay in a relationship, but he just moved out. He wants to, like, I'll be living over here, and you be there, and then we'll stay a couple. And I'm like, what? I guess that's a trend now, I guess, to households, but I don't think so.
If it doesn't, you know, just because it's a trend, if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. We have to remember that for sure.
Yeah.
And definitely, I think, you know, COVID, whether we talk about home improvement or we talk about improving our life situation, you have had to do a lot of focusing on yourself because there haven't been all of those outside distractions that we can throw ourselves into. So certainly, if something isn't feeling right, I think you're going to see a lot of change, and maybe because of that, new beginnings, whether
Absolutely.
It's in your home or in your personal life or your work, whatever it might be, new beginnings around the corner. All right, we'll take a quick break here and then an update on that college admission scandal. Lori Loughlin and her husband maybe getting closer to a little hot water as we continue. It's the DJV show at 41 minutes past the hour.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Fainting happens when your brain doesn't get enough blood and you lose consciousness temporarily. It's often brought on by an emotional trigger such as being upset or excited.
The brain says, look, you don't have to be so excited. Let's slow down the heart rate. Let's lower down the blood pressure. So that reflex sometimes goes overboard and the patient ends up with low blood pressure or a low heart rate. The combination of the two leads to insufficient blood supply to the head.
While most fainting spells are benign, cardiologists Dr. Win Shen says there are times when fainting is more concerning. That includes people with known heart conditions and
somebody has chest pain or palpitations prior to fainting. That's important. And usually we pay a lot of attention to if a person has a fainting spell doing exercise.
Any of those instances would be a reason to see your doctor. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Niskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's a DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Except Doug is out, Victoria is out, Jen is here, that's me, Laura Banks is here. And Laura, this story kind of got a lot of headlines until obviously the bigger headlines bumped it out of the way, but I thought it was kind of interesting to get an update on that college admissions scandal story. Remember all of those high-end, fancy, schmancy parents, some of them actors, some of them just very well-off people who went to very extreme measures to get their kids into certain colleges. Felicity Huffman was one. Certainly, she already paid her penance, basically. Oh, yeah. But Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Giannulli, I think is how you say it. Federal prosecutors, I know, thank you, urged a judge on Monday to accept deals that call for Lori Loughlin to spend 2 months in prison, her fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli to serve 5 months for paying $500,000 to bribe their daughter's way into college. This is ahead of the couple's scheduled sentencing hearings, which will happen this week. Friday is the day. Prosecutors said in court filings that the proposed prison terms are comparable to the sentences other prominent parents charged in the case have received, but according to Loughlin and Giannulli's repeated and deliberate conduct and their decision to allow their children to become complicit in the crime, prosecutors said that Massimo, at least, is the more active participant and should get a bigger sentence when it comes to his jail time. Now, they pled guilty in May to paying $500,000 to get their daughters into the University of Southern California, which, by the way, if you don't know, you can just make a donation to the school directly, and they'll give you a wink-wink and let your kids come in. You don't have to do the weird thing where you're actually, like, photographing your kids and, like, the crew team or something. I mean, you don't have to do that.
Oh, my God.
These pictures that they took, they put their daughters on a rowing machine, they paid $500,000. They photoshopped them from the rowing machine into the little canoe thing for crew, whatever they call it, that's how they got into the school. They were crew recruits because it's a lesser-known team. They have the availability to offer that opening, and they put their daughters into it because their grades weren't up to par.
Really?
I don't know if jail time is the right way, but certainly there's got to be a way to pay back. Maybe create a scholarship fund for kids who actually deserve to go to USC or some of these high-level schools, but that can't afford to get in. I don't know if having Lori Loughlin sitting in jail is really the key, but some message needs to be sent, don't you think?
Well, yeah, here's where I turn into Lewis Black, the comedian. I don't know if you know who.
I'm just so angry. Like, this is a story. Like, these people who don't have enough going on, they don't have the big house and the perfect bodies and the perfect family and the money. They have to be social networking and above your neighbor with the kid to the right. Give me a break. I mean, it's disgusting. It is just purely so, and I've had to work for everything I've ever gotten. I came from a dysfunctional family. I've had to work hard. I'm sure I resent it, but yes, she has to go. I would like to see her in jail.
Wow, look at you. All right. Yeah. Becky getting the old slammer from Laura Banks. I like that.
I'd like to see her go to jail.
I think part of the reason they're making an example out of Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo, is that they actually fought these charges for a really long time. Felicity Huffman and her husband, some of the other parents, took the deal, served their time, and they got done with it. Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli were really fighting this for a long time, and I think the judge probably in this case is making an example of this couple. So
no
we'll
more
see what
Hallmark
happens.
Channel, no
Friday.
More Disney. Yeah, no Disney, no Hallmark.
When the Heart Calls or whatever.
Whatever
I think
he
was
does over
series.
There. Sorry.
All right, it's the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Laura Banks, in at 51 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's move into our worldly, well, I don't know, this is kind of an out-of-the-world conversation, a lot of people think, with Uri Geller. I'm Doug Steffen, the man from Tel Aviv. That sounds like a movie. Uri, that reminds
me.
Have you ever been in a movie? There have been movies about you and TV shows about you, but as well as I know you, I don't know that I didn't think I've ever asked you that question, or it hasn't become apparent that you were ever in a movie.
I actually had acting roles in a few movies. Obviously, you know, nothing huge, nothing from Hollywood, but I was in a Dutch movie, I was in an English movie, sometimes playing myself, sometimes being a psychic. Right now, I have a contract signed. Hopefully, Netflix are going to do, you know, a 12-part series, a dramatization of my life. So hopefully, a year and a half from now, it'll be on either Netflix or Amazon or Apple.
So what do you mean a dramatization of your life? Some actor is going to play you and it's going to tell the story of your life. How are they going to do that in 12 one-hour things? Your life is one of the most involved, intricate things I've ever come across in my life. How are they going to do justice to it in 12 episodes would be my question. But, you know, I suppose anything's
possible.
Oh,
no, 12. I think that 12 episode is, you know, enough to create and tell a story. But you see, Doug, because of the things I've done and experienced and the people that worked with me, And the tasks I had from Mossad and CIA, MI5, and so forth is sounds almost fiction, and it's already a dramatization, but it's real. It is the reality of what I've done. So the writer who is working hard on the screenplay right now, she's a British writer based in London, doesn't have to do any real mammoth exaggerations at all, because it's all laid out there. I mean, look, Doug, here is an example. You all agree with me that NSA, the National Security Agency in America, is one of the most powerful agencies of the armed forces. Am I correct?
Yes, of not only the armed forces, but the government in general.
And government in general, Pentagon, spying, et cetera, et cetera. Well, can you imagine that, and this is all, you can check it all on my website, because I've got documents that were released by NSA not long ago, 2 years ago, where they were taking very seriously one of the demonstrations I've done for MI5. MI5 is equivalent to CIA in UK, where I managed to dematerialize a little object from one room to another. Now, the NSA took that so seriously that their scientists decided that if I could move a little tiny object from point A to point B, why not take 10 Uri Gellers and get them to make a Russian city disappear? Now, this sounds so fictionalized. It sounds like it's taken out from a very bad horror film or a fiction, but that's what they were talking about. Check it out. It's on my website. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are documents out of NSA. So there is not much to do in this series. They just report the truth. And I think it's going to be very, very exciting because she's a brilliant writer.
All right. Let's spend a minute talking about something that is involving everybody every day. We've got about a minute to talk about fear, how people are dealing with fear. It seems almost to become, it's becoming rote. There's so much fear everywhere. It drives me nuts, frankly, when I see all these people run, oh, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of that. What a horrible way to live life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true, because we are basically bullied by fear. I mean, you know, while it is normal for fear to be a part of our lives, it is not normal when it is becomes a dominating force. You know, every time we cross the road, fly in an aeroplane, or swim in the sea, we're taking a risk. But it is a calculated risk. And we cannot allow fear to overwhelm us to the point where we would never step into the street or onto this aeroplane or get our feet wet. We'll talk about this next week because we're running out of time. But obviously, Corona, the virus, is instilling huge fear in us and in children, too. So let's talk about it next week.
Uri Geller here with us. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.